Oh, sí, espera, tengo una cosa chiquita. Tengo una cosa que tengo que hacer en el computador. ¿Qué más? Creo que eso es todo. Sí, pues tengo 3 días. O si me toca limpiar mi cuarto este fin de semana. Como limpiarlo bien, bien, recoger todo, organizar todo. Pobrecita.
Sí, porque tú eres bien desorganizado.
I'm not.
Yeah, you
I
are.
just have a habit of not putting things where to go. ¿Cómo te está yendo el trabajo? ¿Te vas a mover a server o no?
No sé todavía de. Tengo que esperar que contraten a más personas en el to go.
¿Y eso cuánto se va a demorar?
Well, I have to train them.
You have to
So,
train them?
yeah. So, hasta ahora no se ha contratado a nadie. Pero cuando los contraten, le toca entrenarlos. And we have to see if they get good at it. They're actually trying to, like, succeed in the job. Y ya después me imagino que un mes o algo ya me pueden mover a server. Pero por ahora estoy en el to go.
But
So,
there has to be a
yeah.
lot of people that want to work in to go. But there has
Huh?
to be a lot of people that need work.
Well, I don't know, they haven't hired anybody yet, so I'm just waiting.
How old do you have to be to work there? Can't Alvaro work there? He's 16.
No, you have to be 18 to work in Chili's.
That sucks.
Yeah. No, it doesn't. Because if you do it with kids, you have to work around their school hours
Yeah, but like
and
over summer, like a summer job.
maybe. Well, yeah, maybe we get people in the summer. But for now, we don't have anybody. And they don't hire under 16. And if they were to hire.
Wait, under what? 18 or 16?
Under 18, but if they hired someone like 16, they can only work a certain amount of hours and they can't work before 6, they can't work after 11. So I don't know if they're gonna hire younger kids in the summer, but I think they're not supposed to. I think the law says that we're not supposed to.
Then how come Publix hires a 14? You can
Well,
only have to
because
be 14 to
I
work at
know, but
Publix.
the only job they give you is to bag groceries, which is not hard. So
Yeah,
I
you have to
think,
know where to put the eggs and then the all the bread and that kind of stuff.
yeah, but that's
I think
not
it's pretty
hard.
hard.
No, it's not. Y el jueves I have a trainer meeting.
Which is
A meeting where trainers go and we talk about progress.
that
And
must suck.
no, it doesn't, because, ¿no te acuerdas? The first time we went to like Dave and Buster's, I think. And then the second time
Lucky.
we went to Maggiano's.
What happened to discussing progress?
We did, and then they give us food. And now we're going to Dave and Buster's again.
Lucky.
Yeah, on
But how
Thursday.
many people are trainers?
A lot, like 20. Es que hay como, there's like about four or five cooks that are trainers. There's like to goes. There's only two, but I think I'm the only one that's going. And servers, there's like 10 servers, about 10
What
servers
do
that are
trainers do?
trainers. Train, show other people how the job works.
Then why'd you put you as a trainer?
Haha, very funny.
Yeah, I know you're good at that, but what I'm saying is that why did they pick you out of everyone that
Because they
is?
see that I'm the one that knows how to do it, that knows the job better than others, that can explain it to others.
Okay. Oh, it doesn't think that gets you the discount, the trainer card thing on the back, so the discount?
Yeah.
Oh.
So that's an advantage. So it's good to be a trainer. Because you're helping your workplace by showing new people. Get it? That's the whole point.
Yeah.
So yeah, I have a meeting that day.
Okay, ¿y en la universidad cómo te va?
Bien, on Monday I have a midterm of art appreciation, that class.
They give you midterms? Oh, I had a midterm. I had midterms. I did good.
I only have for that class. I don't have a midterm for English.
You have finals?
Yeah, I have finals. I have to take an exit exam in English class. Like, in order to pass it, I have to pass the class and I have to pass that that exam to go on to English 1101. Yeah.
1101. Isn't it 101?
No.
1101. Okay.
Yeah, so that, and in math, not doing too well. Yeah.
You're taking 7th grade math.
Actually, it's not 7th grade.
It's 9th grade, actually, but I'm going to take it next year to come to your domains.
Well, I'm not doing bad. It's just I struggle with some parts of the math, but it's not really hard.
Which are multiplication, addition, subtraction.
No, that's the easy part.
Division.
It's like the problems, you know, like the ones where it says, if this, this object has a height of this and it has a width of this, so what is the area or something like that.
That's not that hard.
Well, it confuses me, so I had kind of struggled with the problem ones. To me.
I'm good at math. I'm good with the math. I just came through the English part of the math.
English part of the math?
Well, like the reading and the English and that stuff.
Okay. Yeah, so I think I have like a B or a C in that class right now. But hopefully grades up.
I have either a B minus or C plus.
Yeah, because apparently everybody says that in architecture is a lot of math.
Yeah, you have to like measure the lines and all that stuff.
Yeah, so I don't think I'll have problems with that. Just people over exaggerate, I think. We'll see. I don't think I have that much math. But I don't know. Depends when I transfer.
We'll see. Do you know when you're planning to transfer?
No, probably, hopefully next year.
Next year?
I don't think so, but like maybe end of next year I'll finish in BCC and then I'll start the winter in FIU if possible, but we'll see.
Okay.
Yeah. So... ¿Cómo está con las novias?
Sí.
¿Y qué?
¿Do I have to answer that?
Well, yeah. You don't have to. You don't have to tell me if you like anybody. You just have to tell me. ¿Qué cómo te va?
Bien.
Bien, te va bien.
Yeah.
Oh, funny. Yeah, so. Is there any movie you want to see that's coming up? No?
Thinking. Meet the Spartans. But you don't want to
see
that. No. That movie looks hilarious.
Why it wasn't in theaters when I went the other day.
Really?
I didn't see it.
They probably already took it out.
Yeah. I want to see one that's called Stop Loss.
Which is
about it's a movie about these guys that are in the army, and so they were in Iraq for I guess a couple of years or months or something, and then they come back to Texas because that's where they're from, I guess, and so they're ready to get out of the army and because they did their duty and everything, and then the army says that they're going back. They don't have enough people to fight the war over there, so they're sending them back. So that's what I think stop loss means. And so, like, it's a battle deciding if they're going to do it or not. And it looks pretty cool. Plus, it has cute guys in it.
Yes.
So yeah. That's a plus. So we'll see if yeah. We'll see if I go see that movie. If we go see that movie. Because it looks cool.
Yeah, when I get ungrounded in 2 months.
Okay, maybe not with you. But maybe I'll go see it or something.
¿Y qué cuentas?
Nada más. Nothing new here. I applied for a credit card.
What?
I applied for a credit card.
Don't you already have like a debit?
No, credit card.
What's the difference?
Debit card is like they pay it out of you, they take the money out of your bank account.
Yeah.
And credit is that you have to pay for everything. You get a bill of the things you paid with your credit card and then you have to pay them off. So
why isn't debit better? You don't have to worry about bills.
Well,
you just have to worry about losing all your money.
Well, it really depends. Like, I think depends on what you're paying. Because if it's a large sum and they take it out of your bank account, then you have other stuff to pay, then you're gonna be short in money. So if you do credit card, they give you a certain time for you to pay them off. So you don't have to, you know, pay them on the spot. So yeah. ¿Y qué pasó con Arian? ¿Se siguen hablando o no?
Yeah, sometimes.
But he doesn't hang out with you guys?
Yeah, sometimes, but he gets annoying.
So you guys aren't friends anymore?
Yeah, but he's always like, he always gets all annoying and it's all like, I don't know.
What about Derek?
Yeah, he's friends with us. Yeah. Mostly friends with Sebastian.
Who's gonna be your best friend when Sebastian leaves?
I don't know. Well, I don't know because Aaron gets annoying and now he barely has any friends. We're still sort of friends, but he gets like on annoying, so not really. And aside from us, he has like no friends at all. Derek's my friend. I have another friend named Alex. He's mostly Derek's friend, but sometimes I know him. I sometimes talk to him, I mean. I don't know. We'll see.
Mm-hmm. So, tu colegio, it's just a middle school, or is it middle school and high school? Like, in the same building?
In the same building, it's middle. But, like, right next to us is the elementary, and then there's, like, a preschool there, and then the high school is all the way on shared and the other one near. I mean, not shared, wait. Somewhere near the library, wherever that is.
So, it's over there by the library?
Yeah, the one next to FIU and the library.
So, tu colegio hasta qué grado va?
12th.
No, pero the building, like, to what grade does it go to?
8th.
8th grade, y después te vas a pasar allá, Sheridan?
Yeah. Yeah, but it'll be the same people. The only difference is that for elementary, there are 3 different campuses. The West Campus, East Campus, and FSU Campus. East Campus moves to Central Campus, middle. At West and FSU go together and move to West Campus, middle, right? And then West,
which is where you are?
Yeah. West Campus, middle, and Central Campus, middle, move together to, what's it called? The big high school, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they will still be with the same people. It's just like each time we keep adding more and more.
So, what classes do you think you're gonna take next year?
Next year I'm taking algebra for math, which is 9th grade class. I'm taking, let's see, for language arts. What am I taking? I think I'm taking advanced language arts, which is 8th grade class, because advanced is a year advanced in my school. I'm taking advanced science, probably. I don't have to take reading, because if I get a 4 or 5 on the FCAT, I don't have to take reading, because in 7th grade, in 8th grade, I mean, you don't have to take reading, right? And right now I'm taking 7th grade reading, so, and next year I'll be taking 8th grade, right? So, and since in 8th grade you don't have to take anything, I get an extra elective.
What are you gonna do? Don't say PE.
Why? I'm taking PE.
You don't even like it. You say it tires you too much.
No, I never said that.
What other elective is there?
I'm gonna take PE and I don't know.
What other elective is there?
There's band, which I'm never gonna join. Art, which everyone hates the teacher. Spanish, I speak Spanish already.
So you wouldn't take art class just because you don't like the teacher? Do you even know the teacher?
Yeah.
It's the same one for every elective?
For every art elective.
Well, I think you should take that
class. Yeah, I might take art.
I think art is better because...
I'll take art and PE. But if I could only pick one of them, I'll pick PE.
Ugh. No.
Why don't you want me to take PE?
Cause you said you didn't even like it.
I never said that. I said.
So does everybody have to take PE or?
No, I didn't want to take PE.
Well, how come Melissa took PE? Does she like it?
No, she weighs like 2 tons. So no, the first day she fainted in PE.
So why'd she take it?
She didn't want to, but she had to because she was taking wheel, which is 1/4 of PE, 1/4 of research, 1/4 of computers, and 1/4 of art. And she had that with the 1/4 of PE. She had the 1/4, she fainted. On the first day, she fainted like 5 times.
Pretended then?
What?
Pretended?
No, she actually fainted.
How can you faint 5 times?
Like, not on the same day, but like, the first day, he put us to run for some reason, like a lot. We had to run like 2 miles the first day. And she collapsed, and fell on the floor. Like, one time, then, like, I think twice on the same day, but she, like, collapsed a few times until she finally realized that she'll get an F if she keeps on, like, fainting in the middle of class.
Uh-huh.
Go, this one.
4:17. I go to work at 5:30 today. I'm gonna do QA.
Yeah?
Then I already explained it to you. QA means quality and assertion, okay, I think, or accuracy.
What do you do in QA?
I have to...
What do you have to do?
Hold on.
What do you have to do?
Give me my phone, thank you.
Okay, fine. Don't take my glasses. Thanks.
I have to, like, put the food, like, on trays and, like, check them to see if they're accurate, how the people ordered it, and then send it to the tables. But I have to do it, like, every ticket has to be under 15. And it has to be cooked properly the way they want it with the dressings they ask for. So
if it's like bad, you get blamed for it?
No, I mean, if the people didn't like how it was cooked or how it was made or if it was missing something, they just send it back and we'll fix it for them. And meanwhile, manager goes and talks to them and tells them, oh, we'll fix it for you, and like apologizes and makes sure that the customer is satisfied. So, yeah, it's way fun than to-go's. To-go, I don't want to do to-go anymore.
Why? Don't you get tips in to-go?
So I would get tips as server. I would get triple what
to-go. Yeah, I know, but you'd also, but you also get tips, what's it called? As to-go, you don't get as QA.
Well, I get paid more in QA. So...
You do? How much per hour?
I get paid 8 for to go and I get paid 10 for QA.
Yeah, but how much tips do you make like a day in to go?
Like 35 maybe.
Yeah,
if 35, it's a good night. If it's a good night, around $35.
Yeah, but
you not you always. Make, it's not consistent.
You make like $10 more in to go per day, about right?
Huh?
So you will make like $10 more a day in to go.
Maybe, but I don't always do QA. I asked yesterday. I went in at 4, but I had to work at 6. So I didn't know. I thought it was at 4 o'clock, so it's 2 hours early. So I was like...
You're always like 5 minutes late into the end, and you go like 2 hours early?
Well, I didn't know. I didn't know it was till 6. So yesterday, I did a Starbucks run. I went to go get coffee for everybody. And then when I came back, I started helping out one of the managers. And I was doing prep work, which is like, you know, making the sauces and cooking the meat and cutting it up into pieces and stuff like that.
Isn't that what the chefs do? The cutting.
Yeah,
the
but managers do that too. So I started helping him, and then I started to ask him questions about how much they get paid and stuff. And he says they get paid like a thousand, like 1,100 around there, every 2 weeks. So. I mean, for my age, that's not bad. If I can get a manager position.
Yeah, but I don't really think, where are you going to get a manager position?
They can start training me, and then eventually just tell corporate.
Manager of what? To go?
Well, no. I mean, if they really train me as manager, I'm probably not going to stay at that store because they're always moving the managers to other restaurants. I mean, to other stores of Chili's.
Other Chili's, yeah.
So they call them stores instead of restaurants. Because they're all restaurants, but they're different places. They're located different places. So they could move me, which is not what I really want. But if they're paying... Okay. Well, if they're paying for that amount, I mean, doesn't sound bad to me. So I might as well take the opportunity, if they offer.
Yeah, but like, probably where would you get moved to?
I don't know. It's not up to me or them. It's up to the corporate place. So.
What's the corporate place?
It's like where they decide things about Chili's, like the stuff on the menu. Like... I don't know, stuff they want to change in each store, stuff like that, I don't know. Yeah, so, you know, we'll see. But, or I might actually quit Chili's.
Yeah, but where would you go to work?
The other day, I might, like, look for a job at,
BCC?
Yeah, BCC. Like, there's this department called...
To find work department?
There's this department called something Department of Visual Arts or, and something else. And I might see if they have anything over there. So we'll see. I don't know. But, you know. We'll see. Yeah, I might get a job there or... I was thinking maybe in the summer to work less.
Why work less in the summer?
Because
aren't you supposed to work more in the summer?
No, I want to work less because I want to get into dance. I want to get into dance classes. I don't care what you think, Juan Diego. It's not up to
Wait,
you.
Wait, what type of dance classes? Like ballet dancing that you stand on your toes
like
and then your
modern,
toes start beating?
Like modern.
Good.
Like hip-hop-ish, pop-ish, I don't know, something will come up. But I have to say, the other day I saw, like, there's a place in Silver Lakes, but I don't know, it looked like for young kids. So, I don't know, I have to look for a place where to go, but maybe, we'll see.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be, like, every single day, it would probably be, like, twice
no,
a week.
No, it wouldn't.
And
but,
be like in the morning.
But then
so.
I'm going to take two classes in the summer. I'm going to take reading and English. So I want to focus on class and dancing, not so much in work, because I'm working 40 hours right now. I don't need to work that much. I mean, I hardly pay anything. So I want my summer like to relax and to do something new. Get it?
Yeah, sorta.
¿Y tú no te vas a meter a nada?
No sé. Quiero hacer algún deporte, pero no sé cuál.
You wanna do deporte? Why don't you play baseball?
No.
First you don't like it?
First of all, I don't like it. Second of all, baseball, like one of those sports that you need to start playing when you're like 5 years old.
No, you don't.
Yeah, because baseball, like...
No, you don't. Who told you that lie?
I'd rather start playing when he was 9, which is still kind of young, and most people... Well, baseball, like one of those sports that you need to start playing when you're like really, really young.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't. You can catch up.
No, you can't.
Ay, Juan, yes, you can. You can play anything you want if you put your mind to it.
Yeah, that's what everyone said.
But let's see. You already played soccer. Apparently you sucked at it.
Yeah, I liked it, but I sucked at it.
Baseball, you're not even considering it. Football, they'd kill you in the field. Basketball, I don't know. I don't even...
Too short.
Yeah, I don't even think you're the type of kid that's, like, for sports. No offense. But, yeah, I think you're more artistic. Person, I think you should pursue something like music.
No.
Or art.
Nope.
Something like that, because I don't see you. I don't really see you playing sports. Sorry. Yeah. It's up to you though. I mean, you could play golf.
No.
But I don't think so either. What else? Ping pong is a sport. You could play that.
I mean, something that like involves running or something like that.
Well, okay, if you get into sport, it involves you actually training and practicing, and you're not really that type of person.
Why not?
Because based on experience, I've seen that you want to do something, but you don't want to like practice.
That's all.
You don't like to
what experience?
Practice and see if you're, and you're not, you don't really try to get better. Like you
like
expect
what?
You expect to learn something and that's that. Like piano lessons when you took that.
That was like 5 years ago.
Yeah, but I mean, you could go back to it now and it'd be the same for you. You don't want, you don't practice, you don't anything. No. And like, I don't know, it's just...
Well, that was boring. I don't really like it.
It's not boring. It's
just, yeah, it
it's
is.
It's not, probably not your thing. But it's up to you. So, whatever you want. What does this say? Oh, we still have time. Like 7 minutes.
Oh.
So, ¿qué vas a hacer hoy en la tarde?
I don't know. Anything. Play Xbox.
Play Xbox? Ay, ¿qué te iba a preguntar?
Bueno, un amigo me invitó a su casa, pero estoy castigado, entonces no puedo
¿Quién?
Ir.
¿Quién te invitó?
Alex.
¿Te invitó? Where does he live?
Ah, no, me preguntó y él dijo que no puedo ir porque estaba castigado.
Oh, so you didn't ask him?
What's him?
What if he's like your neighbor?
No. I don't, he doesn't live around, like around here.
¿Él se en el bus?
No, es que el hermano de él está en el equipo de fútbol de Álvaro.
¿Era qué hermano?
El hermano de él está en el equipo de fútbol de Álvaro.
Oh, de soccer.
Sí.
When you say football, you confuse me.
Fútbol.
It's the same thing. Say it in Spanish or English. It sounds the same, Juan Diego.
No. Football. 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 Football.
Football.
Football.
Yeah, okay. Además, whatever you
el
say.
El otro es fútbol americano. Football es fútbol americano en español.
Ajá. Anyways. en el equipo de la escuela de él o
no,
de Pembroke
de
Pines?
Pembroke Pines.
Oh. ¿Y lo has visto, oh, bueno, lo has visto en los juegos?
Sí, hay veces.
Sí, con él platicas ahí during the games. Does he actually watch the games or he's like you that
I watch
stands
them.
Around?
No, whoever says I stand around, I watch them.
Yeah.